Who's ready to do a big show?
Me.
Me.
Whoa.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Remember when I dreamt I had to play that on the piano and couldn't get it right? Every time I hear it now. Hello, everybody. We're Scrubbing In.
Yay!
Gang's all here. I don't know where Amy is. She just doesn't show up anymore.
You know what? It's all right, because I got you, babe.
And I got you, babe. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
How are you feeling today?
I feel great. How are you feeling today, Becca Tilley?
You know, I'm pushing through. I'm saying great, but I don't... It's a little bit of a fudge, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a good time last night.
Tell me about it.
Well, we had the iHeart Awards, mm-hmm. which are always a good time.
Mm-hmm. You looked phenomenal, by the way.
Thank you, as did you.
Thank you.
Your hair was different. We don't see your hair up a lot.
I was really nervous about it. I was up in a pony, and I always wear my hair down, so I was really freaking out.
She looked amazing. She isn't sitting here. You looked so pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a really fun night. I feel like everything through iHeart that I attend is a really good time.
A blast.
It brings out the best in me, I think.
The best slash worst.
Yeah. I don't know. Last night,
were great when I left you.
Well, that was.
I had
about three drinks after that, which you know for me is a lot because I don't drink that often unless I'm at a social event,
right?
Particularly iHeart events.
Yeah.
What is the status of your mojo?
My mojo is pretty good, but I really wanted Tanya to join me in getting mojo together and. She bailed and went home.
This seems to be a weekly theme. How did Tanya blow off Becca this week?
Okay. Wow, you're so right.
Well, let me tell you why Tanya blew off Becca this week. Because it was Sunday. I do a morning show that's at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's dark outside. So
did y'all start at 5 this morning?
I'm team Tanya on this one.
Started early?
Well, yeah, she gets here at 5. We're on at 6.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So, I did not want to be hungover because I'm trying to be more mature.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I know that you've gone out with other friends on a school night and have shown up to work after
That's true.
A long,
no, it is true. And I, to be honest, I was honestly so dead because I literally worked all day Saturday and I was up late. I had like adrenaline pumping through me, so I didn't sleep very much on Saturday. So I was like literally on my like last leg of tiredness last night.
So at what point are you gonna feel like you can go out and get mojo? Like, is it gonna have to be like 6 o'clock on a Friday night? Like, I don't know.
Maybe 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
But don't you crash on Friday nights after being up since 4 a.m?
Yeah, but like I could push through on a Friday because I know I can sleep on a Saturday.
So like Saturdays. So Friday could work, or maybe a Saturday.
Fridays and Saturdays are ideal in this situation.
I would. This is the last thing I'll say about this. The after party was at 8. It's not like it was at like 11. Like, she
Correct.
Could have gone for an hour.
But I still had work to do that was supposed
I was home
to be due
by midnight.
I know, but then I would have to come home and send my sheets and
she
stuff.
She did send Miss Tati late last night. She did.
Yeah, I know.
That's
She's
her
a
horoscope
professional.
Feature.
Yeah.
On air with Ryan Seacrest, 8:50 in the morning. Miss Tati's horoscope.
Can we go back to last night? I feel like you didn't finish telling us.
Oh, what? I mean, okay, so I drank a lot. So things are fuzzy a little bit. And let me just say, while I do have fun every now and then and drink, I don't suggest it because I really feel terrible today. And
exactly.
I'm always like, why didn't someone just be like, hey, maybe here's water? I needed someone. No one
Why
had
is
my
that
back.
Someone else's
yeah,
responsibility?
Because that's
because
one
I
word.
Like I just like faded out.
Accountability.
What?
Accountability.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Oh.
Like my accountability went home. To be mature.
To be mature. Did you meet any guys?
I met a guy, but
Did
I think
you flirt? Did you do some cool flirting?
No. It was like a loud the music. It's hard to do anything. I don't know. I met some of Ari's girls from a season.
Oh, that's not flirting.
It's not, but I'm just saying what I was talking. I was like surrounded by them. I was with Ashley.
Oh, did you go out after Bungalow or no? You just ended it.
No, I got home by midnight. I texted you at like 6 this morning.
Yeah, I was like, why are you awake right now?
My favorite Facebook, on our Facebook group, my favorite topic is, are you more of a Becca or more of a Tanya?
I know.
But
those are so funny.
Before we talk about that, the Facebook group is Mark and Easton's fan page, basically.
Totally. True.
People have said very nice things on there. I'm very touched by that.
It is sometimes when I'm just kind of in a down slump during the day, I'll go on there just to read what people are.
Totally.
Not even about us, just like to each other. Uh-huh. I'm like, wow, this is so nice.
Who here is a dental hygienist?
Right.
From Oklahoma.
Which one's better, Tinder or Bumble?
Who lives here? Do you want to meet up? Like, yeah. I just moved here. I don't have friends.
I'm a Becca. I'm a Tanya. I'm 80% Becca, 20% Tanya. It's so fun.
Yeah. I responded and I was like, I'm a Tanya, but I should have more Becca in me.
But that's another example of what you're talking about, is Tanya is accountable for Becca when they go out together, and that also you can factor that into whether you're a Becca or a Tanya.
Right.
Are you the one that's the responsible one? Are you the one that relies on others to be responsible for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not responsible last night.
But you were not bathroom Becca.
No. Yeah. I was definitely not bathroom Becca. Everything's pretty, I can remember things.
You're just super hungover.
I don't feel great.
Yeah.
Well, we have to get to this before anything else happens, okay?
What?
Because people have been wanting your reaction to this for almost a week now.
Oh, my God.
Let me read you this email from Heather. I have never been so compelled to email a podcast I listen to, but I'm so heated right now, I just had to. This whole Jessica Capshaw and Sarah Drew being written off Grey's Anatomy thing is not okay. I get the whole paring down the cast thing, but if this is a direct result of Ellen Pompeo getting her $20 million deal, that is in no way acceptable. She is the matriarch of the show, and all but those two characters should not be the ones that are pared down.
Yeah.
April Kepner is one of the closest true depictions of Christianity today in mainstream media. To get rid of that voice is so sad to me. Arizona is a pillar of the show that should not be so easily written off, and I would interject, the way you speak of April and Christianity is how people speak of Arizona and LGBT community.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, everybody's upset. And the other thing she mentions is, this may mean that Jackson and Maggie's actually going to happen. God help us all.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts when that came out?
I'm not kidding. Taylor Banks, who works for E! News, sent me the article and my stomach dropped. I was like, this is I'm still, like, I even talking about it, I'm so upset. Because, first of all, there are so many characters that I could think to be pared down.
Right.
Like, aside from them, too.
Like,
Any of the interns.
But Owen, Amelia, Maggie.
I don't care. I'm over them.
But
yeah,
you're right. Owen, Amelia, Maggie.
Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many to go.
And I agree. I think that there's something to be said for these two, like the Christianity and the LGBT being represented on the show by these two people who've done a really good job. Mm-hmm. And I get like Arizona storyline hasn't been anything.
Right, yeah.
Like they haven't really done anything, but I mean, she could do something and spice it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, are they going to die or are they just going to leave?
I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline and it says, how will they be written
off?
It didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. You see it? And I did see that they were all kind of coming to the defense of the theory that they weren't going to get paid like Ellen Pompeo, you know?
I saw that was like just
not
ridiculous.
The case. Yeah. So that's, I like that. But I do see that they had concerns about their characters. But it's just like, let's spice up their characters.
I know,
characters
give them a storyline.
Yeah, like what in the H-E double hockey stick? I don't understand.
Thanks for keeping it clean.
Yeah, no problem. You won't get picks for me.
Well, that had nothing to do.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is...
No, that didn't... Nothing about that, like, made sense for her to say in that moment.
Great.
She just wanted to say it.
I'm really upset about it, too. Like, I actually don't know... if I'll watch.
Ooh, throwing it down.
Here's the thing.
Protest.
I'll watch it until the show's over, but I've barely been able to stay like super interested lately.
Right.
And if they kill them off, I might actually, that might be where I
They're running
protest.
Out of ways to kill people off, though. They've got gunmen in the hospital. They did a plane
crash.
Yeah,
but they're like friends on the show. And if they're leaving at the same time, like... I feel like they could do something with that.
Right.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. I really am. I'm really trying to come at this from a positive
the writers?
Place. Yeah. The producers, Shonda, everybody, to say that you need turnover, you need fresh blood, you can't have so many characters, you need to move some on. How many of the old characters do I really miss? But then when I think about it...
They're not the ones to go.
They're not the ones to go because I think about how much I miss McDreamy, McSteamy. Lexi's a great one that comes to my mind that I miss. Like, there's plenty that I don't miss.
Callie.
I don't miss Callie.
I miss Callie. I miss Christina.
I don't miss Christina.
But I know you don't. But here's the thing. I'm hoping that Arizona may have this moment where she goes back to New York to Callie.
To be with Callie.
That's a happy ending.
Yeah. I know, but I'm really nervous about the April because she's like spiraling right now.
I know.
So I feel like they're going to do something like sad there.
That's possible.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't like talking about it, and I almost wish they wouldn't have said something so far in advance.
Well, it's not far in advance because this season's almost over, and they won't be
for the next one. There's like 10 episodes left.
They have a lot to go because they've kind of backloaded it.
Oh, got it.
So I think like whereas This Is Us is over tomorrow night, which is shocking. I think Grey's has a good run left, all of April, all of May.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they could have at least told us like 4 episodes before the end.
Right. I don't know. I'm emotional.
Because now when you watch, you're like,
I'm just waiting.
Dead woman walking.
Two dead women walking.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
And why did women have to go?
And why did it have to be on International Women's Day?
Yeah, though? Like,
ouch.
I was like, wow, this is a dagger.
Get rid of some of the men.
I really appreciate, Heather, your strongly worded email.
Me too.
And that you were heated. I feel the same way. I'm very upset.
Me too. We should make shirts that say hashtag team. Jarizona. Is that what they called? Jarizona.
Who's Jarizona?
Jarizona.
It's April.
Oh.
Aprizona would work.
Aprizona.
Where did the J come from?
I don't know. I was thinking of Jackson. I'm always thinking of Jackson.
I know. The J-April thing that, I don't know. We got to move on. I'm getting down.
I know.
We get a lot of emails on Grey's. Rebecca wants to know how you guys feel about the singing episode. She was dying because she's binging at a certain point. She says, I was dying to know what y'all thought about it. Like, am I just heartless or did others find it awkward and hilarious? What are your thoughts on the singing
Mark
episode? Because this is controversial.
Wait, this is so funny because I almost tweeted last night. Becca's out getting her mojo back and I'm watching the musical episode of Grey's Anatomy in bed.
Oh my gosh, were you really last night?
Yeah, while I was doing my work.
That is so sad.
Oh, you liked that background soundtrack?
Yes, I did.
I got to say,
Well,
you guys go first because they want to know your opinion.
Okay.
I loved it.
I tweeted about this because this is the weird part, though. I've watched it twice willingly, like since it originally aired, and I'm like cringing the whole time. Like, why did this ever happen? Yet I sit there and watch it and I just laugh, but it's such a heavy episode that that episode could have been amazing.
Yeah.
Like without the music. And when Owen starts singing, he's like, we'll do it all.
And Bailey tries so hard.
Well, she kind of, it's
Lexi's so bad.
And
too.
Then Owen, Meredith, and Derek are on the bed singing, and they're like laughing. They can't even get through it trying to act. They're like, this is the worst ever. Who made us do this?
I'm sure Ellen Pompeo put in her new contract. Yeah. No more singing.
I'm never 20 mil, and I'm never singing again.
I don't know. I was really ready to hate it, but I found myself delighted by it.
Me too.
I don't know what
to
tell you.
Singing along.
Yes.
Yeah.
They picked good songs. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. I just feel like I sing it in their tone. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even try and sing it well.
That was endearing that they weren't great singers, I thought.
No, because I think they were supposed to be good. Like, Owen's supposed to be a singer.
Oh.
Sarah, Callie was, she's a good singer.
She was
on
good.
Broadway, so she has like a good
that
voice.
That is so funny, that email, because I literally, that's exactly what I was watching
that's
last night.
That's hilarious. Alyssa also emailed about, she had random thoughts about Grace. She agrees that Meredith should end up with Alex. She agrees with Tanya on that.
Yeah,
and I do too, I think. I think that would be great. She hated Riggs. But at the end, she says, for anyone who's newer to the podcast, you would like to know how Tanya and Becca became friends. Were you friends before Becca went on The Bachelor? Did you meet because of this? I'm just curious. That's Alyssa.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, Alyssa.
How long have we been friends?
We've been friends for... September, I think, will be, or no, July will
be. No, it was May.
What?
We met in May.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at the summer party.
Geez.
I thought that was in July.
That was in May.
June.
May.
Okay. May. I think this year will be 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Coming up.
And is that pre-bachelor or is there a post-bachelor?
Post-bachelor. She's like a huge Bachelor fan, and so she stalked me down.
Yeah,
I
stalked her. I was like...
Tanya actually wasn't like super, super friendly to me when we first met. I think we've talked
you've
about this.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
But it wasn't that I wasn't friendly to her. It's that I get overly animated to see people that I love. And I didn't know her, so I was just like...
We, like, explain this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, but she said for newer Alyssa's asking, and there's got to be somebody who hasn't heard this. Alyssa's asking.
Yeah.
Oh. But I was just going to say... But yeah, someone commented on my photo last night, and they were like, "Y'all are childhood friends rather than like recent like friends who met in their adult years."
That's how I feel about you.
Yeah, I feel like you were just no, I was thinking
the long pause. No, and the inflection of her voice said a lot there.
I don't know. I feel like we would have known each other since high school or something. Not in a childhood.
Oh, I'm not good enough for childhood.
No, I feel like we were had different interests as children. Like high school, we could have come together in our differences, but childhood, I was like kind of a tomboy, and I feel like you were in like princess dresses
for sure.
Yeah. I didn't do that.
Okay, so if you had met at 7 years old on the playground, it might not have clicked.
She would have been, I would have been like, hi, Tanya. Oh, hi, Becca. And then she went off with her friends, and I was like.
Tanya was having Barbie parties in princess dresses, and you were in overalls. And
I was playing basketball with my neighbors.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. But then in high school, you'd have come together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, fine.
She would have been like the.
But I do feel it is interesting when you make friends when you're like older in life, because I feel like you're. Like my friendships, I still have friends that I had when I was younger, but we're not in different places. We're in different places in our lives. So, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like my friendship with you is so different because we're kind of like in the same season of life together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like, I feel like my relationship with you is so much more than 4 years, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I think that's a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful.
Tanya,
feelings not mutual.
Tanya DM'd that guy. You should give a little update for anyone who hasn't heard. How did that go?
The Discover page guy.
Yeah. I found a guy on my Discover feed, and I ended up messaging him. And there's conversation that's happening, but, I mean, it's kind of lackluster. I'm not going to lie.
It's not clicking?
It's not. It's very like, hey, like, what do you do? Where do you live? It's like kind of like.
Like surface level, not really going.
It just doesn't seem like, I don't know.
There's a journey from stranger to not stranger, and you're on that journey right now. I think it's fine. You're just getting to know the basics. That's the first thing you have to do. Once that's out of the way, then there's more potential there.
All right.
I don't think you should write it off yet.
Yeah. My first gut reaction is to be like, ugh, that's the worst about like dating. But now I reprogrammed my brain to say, this is the beginning of a journey.
Wait, we have to tell them about the one guy that messaged me on that dating app, and his message was so benign. Like, it was very harmless, and we all read it, and we were like, ew, I cannot believe he said that.
Wait, this was actually so funny, because the guy did nothing wrong. He said nothing wrong.
I have it here. This is his first message to me, and on my dating profile, it says, like, I work in music and whatever. Do I dare ask what your favorite type of music is? Smiley face. And we all were like, ew.
We were like, do I dare?
Do I dare? Ew. What type of music? What a loser.
I don't know if we said what a loser, but it was like we made a huge deal. And then it was like we kind of reassessed ourselves. And we were like, why did we react like that?
Totally.
Like, no wonder we're all single. Like, if a do I dare is a deal breaker, then like... We don't deserve to have a guy.
It's so funny because our initial reaction was that so disgust. And then it like clicked in our brains. We were like, this is why we have issues.
In the old days, before this, you didn't have every single word you spoke analyzed to that degree.
It was just, he asked about music. That's like literally her
totally
job.
Great.
It was the funniest
fine.
Thing.
And
totally.
If a guy said to you, you met in person, said that to you, you'd have thought nothing of it.
Nothing.
You'd be like, oh, I like pop music or whatever. Yeah. Wow. So did you ever respond to him?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Bye, Todd. See ya.
Even though we realized the error of our ways and didn't change the results.
Yeah, it was like hashtag not meant to be.
Oh, man.
Hashtag not meant to be.
Hashtag I hope he's not listening.
Did you watch the Delicate video?
I was with you.
No, we weren't together.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have an email on that as well. From Emmy. Hey, ladies. First, you look absolutely stunning tonight. This came Sunday night, so.
Oh, thank you.
There have been so many things I've thought about emailing you about or questions I've wanted to ask, to be honest. I never thought this would be my first email to you, and it's pretty off topic, but can we talk about Taylor's Delicate music video? Maybe it's just me, but I was not picturing an awkward ballet solo and totally thought that Taylor was going to show a girl distraught in love with a guy she couldn't have and hoping she won in the end. Am I crazy for not loving it? Thoughts best, Emmy. Hmm. Tanya had similar thoughts on the Delicate video as you, Emmy.
Yes. I thought it was actually a really cool video. I just thought it wasn't appropriate for the song. Like, I think that song's so special, and I just kind of was like, this music video could go with any song. Does that make sense?
Yes, it could absolutely go with any song.
Yeah.
But she is not someone to put something out that doesn't have a reason, a very specific reason of doing something.
Right, so what's the reason?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, there is a backstory somewhere in there.
I wish she would have told it.
She doesn't do that. You figure it out.
Yeah.
And speculate. I just am a Taylor fan, and no matter what she does, I think I'll always feel like I have to defend her, even though she ignored me that one time.
Yeah, Becca got the bye-bye from Taylor Swift 2 years ago, actually. It's 2 years this day.
Yeah.
What happened? Where were you?
At the iHeart Awards.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, Taylor.
Backstage, and you said Taylor.
I warned you, though. Didn't I warn you? I was like, don't go for that photo.
Yeah. And she made eye contact with me and then just turned around. Yeah. And it wasn't like there was like a big group of people like getting her attention.
Totally.
It was like my voice was like, Taylor. And she turned around and saw that I was like an adult and not a child.
Yeah.
Which, that's fair.
You just kept on walking.
Kept on walking. But her dancing's just slightly uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
But I think that's the point.
I know that is the point, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
and also, DJ Khaled said delicate. Which was so endearing.
Is that what she's doing? Like, her image has gotten a little bit cold, a little bit stiff.
Yeah.
Is this her way of kind of showing that, hey, I'm still
I'm
loose
a human.
And fun. And yeah, I'm still me. Same
right,
old Tay Tay.
Goofy Tay.
Goofy Tay.
Yeah.
Because she's not that anymore. She's really not. I mean.
She's not talking to press.
She put that entire Reputation album out. She never did one interview the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't know if people noticed that, because we noticed it because we were hoping to get her on our show.
Right.
And
yeah.
She did zero interviews the entire time. But I think that hurts. I think people feel like they know her less.
Totally. I mean, she even went above and beyond to make sure not one person interviewed her. She did a cover with Vogue or something with a magazine, and she like wrote a poem so that an interviewer couldn't interview her.
Oh, yeah.
And then she did an iHeart album release party, which normally like a jock or a DJ will host it. And she did it like at a fan listening thing so that she did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she went to like lengths for this.
Yeah, maybe she realized that it was a bad move, and so she's trying to get back to like, I'm goofy and like real and.
Yeah, and I thought it was really fun. I'm also somebody, like, we were talking to our friend Sissany, who does the Seacrest show with us this morning, and she's like, oh, I've never even known what the lyrics are about. So if you just kind of casually know the song and don't know the lyrics, like Tanya obsessively knows the lyrics to it, I think you just think it's a fun video. But you're right. It's a very powerfully
song.
Written song,
mm-hmm.
and the video doesn't match it at all.
Right.
I love that song. I think it's my favorite one.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Here for it. What are we talking about? Your roommate's out of town.
You don't have to hit all those topics.
I didn't know if there was something to talk. Are we not talking about that?
No, we can. I mean,
so your roommate's out of town.
Yeah, roommate's out of town.
And what? How are you taking advantage of your roommate being out of town?
The heat's cranked up and I'm walking around naked.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I thought her friend was staying.
No, they both are gone.
Oh.
They both are gone. Can I speak English? They are both gone out of town for a week. Yes, both.
B-O-L-T-H.
Yes. And am I wrong? I have the impression that you also walk around naked when your roommate is there.
I walk around like on my side of the apartment. I don't like go in the kitchen really naked and stuff like that. Now it's like,
Do you think it would bother her to know that you're naked?
It would bother
in the kitchen?
Me. I would like not like that. If like she listens to this and hears this, like I would be upset.
It's not like I go in her room and like lay on her bed.
You're just like sitting on the couch.
No, I don't really sit in the living room.
Do you sit on the kitchen, like the kitchen table?
No. I walk around naked.
Uh-huh.
I don't like sit on our furniture naked. Does that make sense?
No.
Like, why do you need to walk around naked?
I'm constantly in my room.
Okay.
I don't really hang out in our, like, common space.
Yeah. So you might leave and then go back to your room.
Yeah.
Go to the kitchen, get something, take it back to your room.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And there's windows where people can see you, because I feel like you've mentioned this before, that a neighbor has gotten a glimpse.
Yes, for sure.
This week, that's not an issue?
No, he's still there. He parks his desk right up against the window that goes into my kitchen. Super weird.
Oh.
Yeah. You know how close our buildings are. It's weird.
Yeah. Awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Fine. Well, I'm glad you're living it up.
Yeah, getting my mojo back other ways, guys.
She doesn't have to go out to get her mojo back.
But can I tell you that I'm obsessed with our listeners, because I posted a photo from the iHeart Awards last night, and literally so many comments, people being like, Tim Tebow, snatch a girl. You're crazy if you don't to ask her on a date. Like literally comment after comment. I'm like, this seriously blesses my heart.
People were so proud of you. That was an interesting element of it last night on the Facebook group. When they saw pictures of you from the awards last night or from the Five Sauce event on Saturday night, they just seemed very proud of you. And some specifically said, I feel so proud when I see her like this, because they feel like they know you and they feel like you're out there doing it, and that it just makes them feel good. And I think that's great. That's such a, that's not a reaction I would expect, you know?
Right. And that's really like so nice.
So nice.
You are doing it. You're doing it and you're killing it.
Killing it.
Your skin looked great.
Oh. Your skin is amazing. Also, I would just like to say, even in my state last night, I came home, because I am obsessive about washing my makeup off, washing my face every night before I go to sleep. Like, no matter if I get home at 4 a.m. and don't know my middle name anymore, I'm washing my face.
It's a good quality to have.
What is your middle name?
Lee.
Oh.
L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I-G-H, the fancy way of spelling
Rebecca
Lee.
Lee. I'm nice. Very Southern.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
I'm a Southern belle. But speaking of washing our face, I want to talk about BioClarity, which we talk about often.
Mm-hmm.
BioClarity is a three-step cleansing system. They have the cleanser, they have a treatment, and they have a restore gel.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how I feel about leaving the house. Another wonderful thing about BioClarity is it comes straight to your door.
That is, it's kind of like the Postmates of face
face care. Exactly. Yeah. Of skincare.
You know what, Becca? Most people only do one step. They wash their face, they put on face cream.
That's two.
Okay, so two steps. But with BioClarity, it's three steps.
Yes.
Which is an extra step of cleanliness.
That was a great delivery. It's 100% vegan plus gluten and cruelty-free. So I like anything that's clean, because it doesn't feel like I'm putting unnecessary chemicals or anything on my skin.
Yeah.
Which I feel like my skin is very sensitive to, and I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. They also have a lightweight, breathable moisturizer, and it's designed for really sensitive skin. So that's like me. I have very sensitive skin, and anything too heavy is not good. And it's called Hydrate. And then they also offer a skin smoothie with Hydrate, which sounds so nice, a skin smoothie. So if you want to start a healthy habit of getting glowy skin and clear skin, just go to bioclarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. It's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you must enter a code.
Yes.
And that code is Becca.
It's a very specific code.
It's a very specific code.
And it goes like this.
That's bioclarity.com, and enter code Becca.
Some good emails with dilemmas.
I don't love that y'all have dilemmas.
Exactly.
However, I love being able to help solve your dilemmas.
And now with the Facebook group, they are helping each other solve dilemmas for when Tanya and Becca are not available.
I know.
Anna is stuck in the hookup zone.
She's
27 years old. Met a guy back in 2012. We had a few casual hookups. Nothing serious. Haven't heard from him in years. We've just been dating other people, doing our thing. He lives in Delaware. I live in Virginia. He reached out to me back in November. Said he was passing through my area, thinking about me. Well, I didn't reply to that. Reached out again in January. We've been chatting. One thing led to another. Now he's flying from Delaware to Atlanta to be my date to a wedding this weekend. He got his own room and his own airfare, and is excited about coming to see me. He's definitely showing interest towards me in the things that he says. He also makes comments about hooking up with me again, and I'm definitely not interested in that. I also feel I've made it really clear that's not what I'm looking for. I feel like I could see potential with this guy, but I don't want to be seen as a casual fling. I'm worried our past will hinder him from seeing me in a different light. So what do you think? Is the plane ticket, hotel room, and daily texting a lot of effort for just a hookup? Or is he truly just looking for a one-time thing?
A plane ticket and a hotel is a lot of effort.
It's a lot, but like it's not. I hate to say it.
So you think his head is in hookup mode?
Yeah.
Well, if he knows her in that way, mm-hmm. then yeah.
And he's going to be really disappointed when he spends all this money and she's not interested in that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she should care. I think
she shouldn't.
Yeah. Like, let him spend his money, but don't just do it because.
Would you hook up with him?
Not if I didn't want to. Mm-mm.
No, but does she want to hook up with him, but she doesn't want to be the hookup girl?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But she wants to hook up. She likes him.
I think she's trying to get out of the hookup zone. So she doesn't want to hook up with him on this wedding
right.
trip.
Right. I think she'd probably like to.
That's what I'm saying.
But if she does again, then she's really the hookup girl because then he goes back to Delaware and it's bye-bye.
Right. Don't hook up with him. That's my advice.
I don't think you can. And at a wedding, it's dangerous though because you're going to dance together. You're going to drink
together.
You have a hotel room. Yep. You have a couple hotel rooms.
Yeah. To choose from.
High probability of hookup here.
Yeah. I've had two guys that were like hookup guys and I just could never make the segue. Like I just could never do it.
You tried.
I tried.
How?
Failed.
How'd you try?
I would do like kind of cutesy things with them. You know what I mean? Like I would do kind of girlfriendy type things. Like, you know, if they mentioned something, I would like send it to them or like just like little things like that. And I never got it back in return. I was like, sweet.
Because you were in the box. You were in the hookup box and you couldn't get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Becca, have you ever been in the hookup box?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, but like willingly in there. I had a door, you know?
Right.
I had
no,
the key
different.
And I
that's
locked different. Myself in. And then when I was ready to get out, I unlocked the door and walked out.
And he was fine with that.
I don't know.
So he might have been locked in the hookup box.
And maybe he was in Lawson. Yeah. He may have been locked in there.
Maybe
tight.
He wanted more than
yeah.
that. I don't know. It's tough. It's tough when you're in that box because it is hard to get out of it. But I think the first step is to have a great night together and not hook up and see where it goes. Because if he's a jerk about that.
Well, that's very telling.
That's very telling. And if he's cool with it and wants to see you again soon, then there's potential there. But the key is to not hook up.
Mm-hmm. The key is to hold key to the hookup box. The door.
No, that's not the trick.
Wait, what's the trick?
Just not do it. If you want a relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. What is she allowed to do? Can she kiss him?
Yeah, I would kiss. Like, as he's leaving, maybe. Not like, because you're not going to go into a hotel room and kiss.
No, that's bad.
If you've hooked up.
Bad. Yeah.
Bad. Don't go in the hotel room.
No.
Yeah.
So it's at the elevator, kiss goodnight.
Elevator.
Yeah. That's it.
That's sweet and romantic if you want that, and it's leading to that.
Maybe you could do some things to prevent yourself from doing it. Like, sometimes I would like.
This is good.
Do you know what she's going to say?
Yes, I
do. Oh, I'm excited.
I've known Tanya a long time.
This might be TMI for the podcast.
It's
fine. But I would not get waxed or shave my legs so that I would like know, like, no, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I mean, that's
I think
smart.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And by the way, Anna, if you are preparing, you're open to it. And that's fine. And if you are, that's great.
Yeah.
But remember that. That's the key to the kingdom right there.
Right.
That's the door is ajar.
Yeah.
When you start that process.
Yes. Yeah. If you let it all go, then you know it's not happening.
Totally. 100%.
Yeah.
That's how I used to stop myself.
That's smart.
And you know what he's also going to do? When you go to your separate rooms, he's going to text you from his room. Just kind of feeling it out. He's going to text a little like, hey, so, boy, it was great seeing you tonight. Boy, you look great.
Yeah, you look so great.
He's hoping. He's still hoping you're going to come visit.
I'm cold and lonely if you want to come to my hotel room.
Guys are the worst.
All right, this is Allie.
Wait, Allie. So we're saying don't hook up.
Don't hook up.
Anna, don't hook up.
Don't do it.
Don't get a wax.
Allie's been with her boyfriend for over 2 years. In the last year, his parents have become unbearable. I can be with him for maybe 2 hours before I start to get super annoyed. He has two half-sisters, but they're way older than him. He was basically raised as an only child. His mother's very possessive. His dad is very opinionated and kind of a hypocrite. He knows I'm not a fan of them, but he doesn't know to what extent, and I don't think it's appropriate for me to tell him. They're a very close family, and this is causing a huge strain between us. We have a great relationship otherwise. I can't help but think when you marry someone, you marry their family, too. I don't want to cause any strain between his relationship with his family, but I'm not sure where to go from here. Any advice? I'd love to hear what you guys think. Allie.
Family problems are so rough.
So
do you have
rough.
Good in-laws, Mark?
I have great in-laws, and I love them all, and we spend a lot of time together, and it's wonderful. So I'm very lucky in that regard. This is a tough situation to be in because really, and we had some of these last week where the mother-in-law, we didn't get to them, unfortunately. I was trying to book my actual mother-in-law, and she was not available. She was on another podcast. But the issue is that he is going to have to step in here at some point, I think. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe this is old-fashioned or something, but I feel like in this situation, or if you don't get along with his mother, at some point, not that he has to choose, but he's going to have to ask his mom to cool it, or he's going to ask his parent in this situation, I think he's going to have to help kind of transition the two of you together.
Yeah.
This is the thing. This is my opinion. He's going to have to decide who his lead woman is in his life.
Yes.
And it's you can't have two. Though. I know it is, but at some point when you decide if he's going to marry this girl and have his family with her, she is the one that he should put majority of his focus into.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom's always going to be his mom, but there has to be respect. If he has to be able to stand up for his girlfriend, maybe potential wife, if they're going to get married. I mean, that's a terrible place for her to feel uncomfortable every time she's...
It's true.
This is why the mother-in-law daughter-in-law relationship is such a strange one, because mother feels like she's losing her son.
Yeah.
And the mother-son relationship is interesting too, because to most mothers, their son walks on water.
It's true.
And so for another woman to kind of take him away, so that she knows, the mother believes her son walks on water. The wife knows all too well her husband does not walk on water. She knows every flaw that he has all too well. So that's a weird thing. Like, the mom thinks she doesn't appreciate him enough. And then the wife thinks the mom babies him too much. And then there's a competition there for his affection.
Bad.
But he's got to choose the wife, because the mom will always be there. And the mom's going to have to get over any issues that she has. The wife has to be the focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're not married. So, like, what is the move when you're... boyfriend and girlfriend
for a long time, though. I mean,
well, 2 years, but I mean,
if you're talking engagement and things like that, if
totally.
It's
I mean, I think he needs to make step up. And
unless
make
he's an only child, then that gets real.
He isn't
tricky.
An only child, but he was raised as an only child because his two half sisters are way older than he is. You were in a relationship, and the other parents weren't thrilled with you. Is that accurate?
The mom loved me.
Okay.
Yeah. I never really knew. I think they both liked me. I don't know.
But there was issues with the background and maybe not being the type of woman they saw their son with.
Correct. Yeah. And it was a little bit of an issue. I remember we were like looking at houses and things like that. And the houses that I liked, his mom didn't necessarily like. But it was never like an issue.
You were looking at houses to buy together?
Well, he was going to buy it, but I was going to move into it,
Wow.
Yeah.
So why does she have an opinion on the house?
Well, I mean, are you kidding? Every mom has an opinion on everything.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
stuck
in the middle in that situation. It sounds like to me he went towards the parents.
Well, he just broke up with me.
Well, okay.
Well, do we tell her?
Yeah. You know that, so he broke up with me. So I don't know what he ended up buying. No, he was actually really receptive to, like, me saying, you know.
But if a disagreement happened between you and his mother, he would side with you?
No, mom.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's an issue. I think that's a long-term issue.
Yeah. Because, like, my brother-in-law and my sister, if there was ever, like, anything between his mom and my sister, he is very loyal to my sister because he made that decision. He loves his mom. Like, they're super close. But in certain situations, it's like... you have to be able to stand up for who you choose to marry, like to bring into this family. Because you're kind of, I hate to say the word, exposing them to it, but you're putting them in a position of where they're not super comfortable. And so it's his job to make her feel like she is important and matters. So, Allie, you might need to tell him that he needs to build a bridge.
Get over it.
No, not get over it. Oh. Bring them together.
But build a bridge, yes. I agree. I think he needs to step up.
I knew you were going to say get over it. I like had that like in my head before you even said it.
Wait, I like this email from Lexi.
Lexi Sloan?
I wish.
Yeah, this is good.
It's kind of long.
Wanted to hear your thoughts on something Raven from Nick's season tweeted during the Bachelor finale. She tweeted, "I have a theory that it's very hard for men to be with a strong woman that has her stuff together. They say they want it, but they don't." Lexi is happening. She graduated high school in the top 10% of her class, got to a great university, got her degree in 4 years at a nationally ranked program, working two jobs and interning. She got a dream job working in the music industry right out of college. She's 23. She lives in L.A. She completely provides for herself. She loves every minute of her job. But guys seem very uninterested when it comes to her professional life. Recently, a friend set me up with someone who never once asked me about my job or career in a two-hour date, even though I asked plenty about his. So saying that you two are successful girls, have you found that guys are intimidated by your drive and success? Also, I'm only 23. Does this get better with time? And do guys begin to embrace hashtag girl bosses? Or am I just finding guys that for whatever reason are uninterested in me having a career? And for Mark in Easton, is a woman's success intimidating and unattractive, especially at a young age?
A loaded question.
Well, go ahead, successful women. What do you think? Have you found this?
I have not been on enough dates or had to have these conversations enough to feel like it's been a problem. But I mean, it was never a thing with Robert. I think it's, I don't know. Like, I definitely, I'm not saying that I'm not successful in what I do or whatever, but it's not like I have, it's not like I have that type of story where I graduated the top of my class and became, you know, like, I feel like, I genuinely feel like you have, you're like a girl boss in the sense that you have, you're a hashtag girl boss.
You're a hashtag girl boss.
But I'm just saying, like, you worked towards your, like, this has been like you moving up and you're kind of built your name in this industry that you've kind of fought for it. And so I think it's different in this, like, I haven't had to have that conversation because I don't even know how to explain what I do. I think I say what I do and people are like, I don't know what that means, so I'm not going to ask a follow-up question. So maybe that's like the best situation. I'm like, oh, I am a dentist.
That's right.
So, yeah.
You're a blogger.
You're a social influencer.
No, I'm blogger.
The term is digital influencer, but I can, every time someone asks me, I'm like, I do stuff on social media. And then it's just down, it's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's
now
awesome.
I just say I have a podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom. Third high five of the show.
Yeah.
Tanya?
I do think that this is a thing. I think especially too when I was like, when you're younger and you're like still in the like working towards it phase and you have a lot of drive and ambition, I do think it's a hard thing. Cause I remember I couldn't do things because I, you know, had work commitments. So I couldn't always be there for things. And that was really important to me, you know, like works, like even like this weekend, I worked all weekend. I didn't have a social life. And if I had a boyfriend, I'd have to have somebody that like actually really understood that, you know? And I do think it is, it's challenging and it is something that comes up. I think when you're older, it does get better. And I think when you date older men, it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be my suggestion to Lexi. But I do think it's definitely a thing. I do think it makes, even though they probably say it's not, doesn't make them uncomfortable, I think it does. Because I think a lot of men want you to be attentive to them at all times.
Yeah. And I was going to say, maybe even if you're dating guys who, not necessarily, like, even if you're, like, in your career making more money or more successful, but if you have a, if they have the same drive and passion
right.
that you have for your job, I think that makes a difference. Because if it's a guy who just has a great job and he's successful, but he doesn't want to hear about you,
right,
then he doesn't appreciate, like, the drive and ambition it takes to be in that spot.
Totally. Like, it's not even about money. It's like, yeah. like, for me, I didn't go out Friday night because I wanted to prep for this thing I had on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, like, in my own world, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that you do need a partner that is at the same kind of level mentally, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Did yeah. you also clean your makeup brushes on Friday night? Because
nope.
I know that's part of the regular routine.
No, I was in full-on 5 seconds of nice. Summer mode. Yeah.
From a guy's perspective, I think that the 23-year-olds you go out with, if you're going out with younger guys,
yeah.
it's intimidating only in the sense that it makes them think that they are, it makes them feel insecure. It makes them think, oh, I don't have any of my stuff together. Mm-hmm. What am I doing? I'm making $11 an hour or mm-hmm. whatever it is. It just makes them feel self-conscious about all they're not doing with their lives at that age. I think the idea of a successful woman with drive and passion and commitment to something, I think is incredibly attractive and exciting for a guy. Once they have their stuff together,
right. yeah.
then that's exciting. It becomes exciting at that point because you got to have a life. You got to have stuff going on and the rest of it will all work itself out. So I think embrace it, enjoy it. And you need to find maybe guys who are a little bit older or be mm-hmm. patient with these guys that you're seeing now.
Yeah.
Easton, you were mentioning this as well.
No, I agree with you. And I was thinking back to when I was 23, I was very unhappy with my position in life. And when I would go on dates with women that were much more successful than me, I would put all of the focus on that because I felt it very motivating. And I don't know. I thought that was a more interesting part of the night, was getting to know what she was up to in her life, you know?
So you found it more like an encouraging, or like...
motivating.
Motivating, and gave you like a sense of like a drive to do more.
Exactly, exactly. And
Easton, you're a rare gem.
Rare.
Both of y'all. True. Y'all are both. Yeah.
I know. I do think we have to like preface the fact that I feel like, and no offense to you two, but you're not like most men.
Yeah.
Like you are.
In a good, the best way.
Best way.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and thank you. But I'm not sure that's true. I'm standing up for guys a little bit. I think that they put off a certain exterior or that sort of thing, but on the inside, I think they're okay. And maybe that just takes a little while to come out.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I guess y'all are more vulnerable and aware of your
feelings.
And guys, a lot of guys aren't.
And you're a lot more like...
They might be. They might have it inside, but
yeah,
y'all are comfortable talking about it.
Yeah, true. And you're also like not afraid of commitment, which is a big thing.
One more email from Anonymous. I love anonymous emails. And this is another tough situation. Her friend, who's 21, got married a few months ago. I was at their house recently, and her husband complained most of the time. He complained that she hadn't made the coffee that morning. He complained about her cooking. He told her that what he wanted as she packed his lunch for work the next morning, etc. Oh, after the fifth comment or so about her cooking, which was great, I made a comment. I said, well, why don't you make dinner sometime if you don't like it? I said it in a joking, playful manner because I was feeling uncomfortable and, quite frankly, very frustrated he treats her so rudely, so I didn't know what to do. Well, she ended up texting me saying my comments really bothered her and she thought they were disrespectful.
Oh, no.
I apologize for making the comments. I won't make any more again. I understand what she's saying to a degree, but she also doesn't understand that he does not treat her well. Do you have any thoughts on this? I know Mark's the only married one. Any suggestions? I just don't even know what to think or how to respond to her.
Easton is married.
That's true.
I have been married for nearly 6 months, and I have a lot to say.
You want to start this one?
This is a toxic couple, and you need to not be their friend anymore. Cut them out completely. No, not cut them out completely, but you're not going to be able to change this, I'm saying. Like, if you make that comment and she got mad about that, and she wasn't kind of on board with it,
yeah,
there's something else going on, and it's not really your responsibility nor your place to be interfering in that, but there's something bad going on there, and I would steer clear.
It all worries me. She's 21 and married to a guy who seems like a jerk.
Yeah.
And that's so sad, and I feel like she's trapped, and I don't know what the deal is there. I feel like there's more to this story.
This reminds me of that episode of Sex and the City. Everything reminds me of Sex and the City. Uh-huh. But you remember when Carrie was at her friend's house and like her husband is like always yelling at her and like being so crazy, and Carrie like said something and then they ended up like getting divorced. It was all like Carrie's fault.
Yeah.
Bad. Just bad.
But I feel like this, her friend is like not in a good situation. Like maybe she needs to get out of there. There needs to be something.
Maybe, but she doesn't seem open to that.
Not at all.
Or help.
That's what I'm
saying. Receiving help.
I'm with Easton, though. I don't think this is her. I mean, she obviously did what she thought she could do and kind of said it in a playful way. And if that did not go over well, then yikes.
Yikes.
I mean, if he's this jerky I don't know how old he is, actually. I'm assuming he's also quite young. And if that's the case, boy, I don't see that getting better over the years.
Yeah, no.
Life just gets more stressful.
And worse.
And if he says that in front of a friend, what is he doing when no one's around?
That's a great point, Becca. Becca Lee.
Rebecca Lee?
Rebecca Lee.
Wow, yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And make your own lunch. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I pack my lunch every day. I make it myself. Well, I don't understand. That's, why would my wife have to do that for me? I mean, I guess if she wants to, great.
Right,
that's fine.
Right. But be grateful. Be thankful.
Yes, be so grateful. I try to thank my wife for dinner every single night. I really do, because that's a lot for me and the kids.
Yeah.
It is, and it's delicious every night. And I try to tell her that because I don't want to ever take that for granted.
Yeah. You're a gem.
Oh, well.
Truly.
You know, we just bought a house, so we've been cooking a lot more. We haven't been going out as much. And Allison makes some really great meals. Really, really, they're fantastic. And I always tell her that, and she keeps saying every other guy she was with never, ever said that. And because of that, she thought she wasn't good at cooking. So when she and I started dating, she never cooked. I just thought she just didn't know how.
But, which is fine.
Which is also fine. I don't really know.
Yeah,
how to
my
cook.
Wife didn't know either.
Yeah, it turns out she has this treasure trove of recipes that she was like nervous to bring up in front of me. And they're great. And I'm loving it.
Oh,
it makes me sad, though.
I know, but you like made her feel good about it again. Like that's what a partner is supposed to
lift you up, not tear you down.
Don't go out with a guy who treats you like this or takes advantage of stuff like this or takes for granted stuff like this.
I'm
just
with you.
Don't do it because it's a bad sign.
And there are good guys and girls out there who
a lot of people
there's so many people mm-hmm. in the world to settle for someone like that.
Yeah, maybe what the friend should do is she should just send her the link to this podcast so she can hear it for herself.
Yeah, be like, hey, I have this amazing podcast. Yeah,
that would be the end of the friendship, I think.
You might like it.
Maybe that's fine.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
And by the way, we're suggesting, why don't you make dinner sometime? There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah. I would think I would do the same thing if I were like my good friend and her husband was doing that. Like if I was at Tanya's house and her husband was talking like that, I'd be like, hey, Tim, why don't you make dinner sometime?
Yeah, Tim, I love you.
I love you because you literally just said his name. You just threw it in there and didn't even flinch for a second. That is friendship. Right.
Should we high five again?
Yeah.
Four of them.
Four is, yeah.
And that's four.
You know what else is friendship?
Tell me.
You're not as good as some others are at these transitions.
I'm just going to tell you what she was trying to transition into.
Please do.
Yeah.
Thread up. That's friendship.
Yes.
Tell me how it relates to friendship.
Because,
May I tell you?
Because we are women and we wear clothing.
Wow.
Not always. Yeah. You don't.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a little story called The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Wow.
That ties together a group of young ladies through one pair of pants. And what if that pair of pants ended up at ThredUp and then I bought the pants? Now we're all friends.
Wow, Easton.
Bit of a stretch.
No.
Stretch denim, maybe.
We're women who wear pants or clothes and that was yours. Easton, that was fantastic. And I loved Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Me too.
The book and the movie. Very good.
I would love to find those pants on ThredUp. We got to figure out the brand.
Yeah.
Okay, so ThredUp is an online thrift store.
Yes.
And I personally, most of the shopping I do is online because I don't love going to stores in general.
I'd say like 90% of the things you do are online.
Yeah, it's true. But especially shopping.
Yeah.
Thrift stores really stress me out going in and like searching and, you know, you kind of wonder where did they come from? What condition are they in? Every item that's on the site goes through a 12-point inspection process. So you know what you're getting is high quality. And they have over 35,000 brands that are up to 90% off the original retail value. That's amazing.
Amazing.
They're just go ahead and say it. What are they doing?
They're basically reinventing the secondhand clothing industry and inspiring a new generation of consumers to think secondhand, but first.
Secondhand first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like think secondhand, but think that first.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let that be your first thought.
Exactly.
But honestly, finding a good deal is a very exciting thrill when you're searching online.
It's a thrill.
I'm not good at digging through clothing racks at any stores. It's exhausting to me. So ThredUp makes it really easy to find the brands you love. You can select like designer brands. They have designers on there. So you can mm-hmm. really specify it to your size, what you're looking for, what kind of brands you're looking for. They make it very easy and very customized. Some of the brands that they have Free People dresses for $10, Kate Spade handbags for $30. Those are like typically $100 items.
Yeah.
And like I said, everything goes through a quality inspection process. It makes shopping secondhand so easy and feels good.
Imagine walking into a thrift store. And what's your first thought? You're like, where do I begin?
Where do I begin?
There's so much to dig through. Imagine if you could just close your eyes and just say, I only want to see stuff, these designers, these sizes, and these prices.
Yeah.
And then whoosh, it all comes right to you.
Right to
That's
you.
That's what ThredUp is.
Thank you, Mark. You summed it right all.
Well, I'm excited.
It. Thank summed you. It up. Right now, ThredUp is offering Scrubbing In listeners an extra 30% off their first order. So go to ThredUp.com/Becca. That's ThredUp.com/Becca for 30% off today. One more time. Tawny is like smiling so big. She's so ready
I'm
to
ready
say
for it.
Get an extra 30% off your first order. Go to ThredUp.com/Becca. Once again, that's ThredUp.com/Becca.
Friendship quiz.
Let's have a friendship quiz.
Okay. I've tried to come up with a friendship quiz that we can actually have a winner. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to have one of you leave the room.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the other one 4 questions. And when they come, when you come back in, we'll see if you match the questions, okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you?
So who wins?
The winner is going to be whoever knows their friend the best. So in the first round, Tanya's going to leave the room.
Oh, I see.
Becca will answer questions about Tanya. Becca will earn the points. There are different questions in each round, yes.
Okay. I'm just going to leave. Yeah, I'm just going to leave.
Friendship quiz, friendship quiz.
Here we go with the friendship quiz. All right, Tanya's leaving. Goodbye, Tanya.
Bye, Tanya.
Okay, Tanya's not going to be listening. We are in a soundproof studio.
Yes.
We're going to ask Becca 4 questions about Tanya, and she's going to write down her answers on a card. You can also tell us what your answer is. Okay. We're all aware of it.
Okay.
All right, question number 1. What is Tanya's middle name? We learned earlier today your middle name is Lee, L-E-I-G-H. Uh-huh. Tanya's middle name. Write it down. And what are you writing?
I don't think she has one.
Okay. What is Tanya's go-to alcoholic beverage? Or I should phrase it, what will Tanya say is her go-to alcoholic beverage?
Oh, I'm going to go... Last night she drank vodka water, but her normal thing is tequila water, I think.
Okay.
Is it right now or...
However, she will answer the question, what is your go-to alcoholic beverage?
I know, but she's on this weird diet thing.
Well, that's like, true.
I'm just going to say what she got last night.
Okay.
And then when she, if she argues me, then I'm going to say.
So you're saying what, vodka water?
Vodka water.
Okay.
Okay.
When Tanya travels, name one thing you will always find in her suitcase.
Oh, I'm going to go with, what does she always have in her suitcase? A sweater or jacket of some sort.
Because she gets cold?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, write that down. A sweater or jacket of some sort to regulate her temperature. And finally, and these get harder as we go. I try to keep the easier ones towards the beginning.
Okay.
And finally, what will Tanya's first child probably be named?
Oh, easy.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a boy and his name will be Gray.
Gray, okay. Yeah, all right.
You know, because of Gray's
name. I understand. Okay, those are our face down?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, let's get Tanya back in the room here.
Tanya, don't let me down on these answers.
These are points for Becca. If Tanya gets the answers them the same way Becca predicted she would, that's a point for Becca.
Is there any wiggle room? Like so any, then, like, word, you know?
Maybe,
like,
maybe. We'll take it on a case-by-case basis, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tanya, question number 1.
I'm confused.
Okay, go ahead.
So now does she leave and I answer?
Well, yes, after we do this, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they're different questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So the first question we asked Becca about you is, what is your middle name? What is your middle name?
I do not have a middle name.
And Becca, you said, doesn't have one. All right.
I felt so bad. I'm like, I don't know her middle name. And then I'm like, I don't think she has a middle
name.
Yeah,
I don't have one.
Oh. That's a point. Tanya, what is your go-to alcoholic beverage?
Well, okay, there's wiggle room because it used to be tequila.
And what is it currently? So what is your answer, though? I need one answer.
Did you do current? Okay. Vodka water.
Vodka water is correct. Very good.
Wow, this is so great. I hope these last
They're going to get harder, though, now.
Yeah.
Tanya, what is something when you travel that you always have in your suitcase? When you travel, this thing is always in your suitcase. What is it?
My devotional.
I'm sorry. No. What did you say, Becca?
A jacket or sweater. Because you're always cold. You're always
right.
Cold.
I would have said Gas X.
Oh, good one. That's a good one, too.
And finally, what will your first child probably be named?
I don't even know that.
Well, she had an answer, so what do you think? You've thought of the name.
I have. I if it's a girl, I'm thinking Grace or Faith.
Okay.
That's girl.
Okay.
Boy.
I need one answer.
Okay. Grace.
Ooh.
Faith.
Oh, I literally thought she was about to
that
say.
That was very close, but no, show her.
For a boy, I said Gray.
Oh.
Like Meredith. Yeah. But like, yeah. I literally thought she was about to say it. I'm like, wow, we're so in sync. This is crazy.
All right.
That's
so
tough because like, I don't even know.
So that's all right. Bad.
But they start easy and they get harder. All right. So that was 2 points for Becca. Now Becca's going to leave the room. We'll ask Tanya questions about Becca and see how Becca does.
That was hard, Becca. I wouldn't even, like, what do you want to name your kids? I don't even know.
Something with Grays, probably like, Owen.
But then she threw Phoebe in there with Phoebe. The dog. And I was like, friends.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
If you and Becca went out for frozen yogurt, what flavor would Becca get?
Are you kidding me?
No, what's her flavor of ice cream? This seems like something friends would know about each other, the ice cream flavor that they would get.
Well, like we go to Freeze.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we say, can we say Freeze?
Was it? It's not a flavor.
Freeze. She gets chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate Freeze.
Chocolate is the answer. Okay.
Chocolate Freeze.
But if she just says chocolate, you win. So I'm trying to help you here. Oh. Anything chocolate, you win.
Well, I don't know if it would. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. I say H-E double hockey sticks.
All
the
way to an F-bomb in an hour. Okay. Next question.
Get the vanilla Freeze.
You sticking with chocolate?
Why don't we just say Freeze? Because that's telling of our friendship. Because that's where we go. That's what Beck and I do.
I'm asking a flavor.
Okay, but
you have to pick chocolate or vanilla, or something else. But it's got to be a flavor.
It's like we don't eat ice cream because I'm lactose.
I understand frozen yogurt.
Why can't you just let me do Freeze?
A Freeze is in the same family as these things. I think it's fine, but it needs to be a flavor.
Okay, fine. Vanilla Freeze.
Vanilla, okay.
Vanilla Freeze.
Changing it to vanilla.
Ugh, sucks. I hate that. Was the easy one. I was struggled
well,
so
this
hard.
One is another. What you might be able to get this one. What is Becca's mother's first name?
Nancy.
Okay, good. All right. So there you go. Feel confident about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people think they have nice eyes. Some love how their hands look. What part of Becca's body is her favorite? Some people think they have great feet. Like Amy. Amy Sugarman thinks she has the best feet. She could be a foot model.
I know, it's so funny because Becca's not one to be like, I love my abs, or like, I love my arms.
Eyes, hair, lips.
Maybe smile.
Smile's great.
Okay.
Finally, for this one, we're looking for a number, as in first, second, third.
Okay.
If Becca were to become pregnant, Tanya would be the blank person she would tell. First, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Okay. Well, this, she'd probably call her parents, so that'd be one.
One,
phone
two.
Call.
Well, I'm saying which person she would tell. So you're saying mom,
dad. She has so many siblings.
Okay.
So I guess Caroline.
Three.
Hannah.
Four.
Katie.
Five.
I guess Jake, her brother-in-law, and maybe Chris, her brother. So
six,
I'd probably be
seven,
eighth.
Okay. Eighth. Right on eighth.
Oh, so sad.
No, but that makes sense the way you lay it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
you
got
him there?
How to do that.
They're all
I
face
mean,
down?
Maybe she would tell Phoebe before me.
That doesn't count, not a person.
Okay.
All right, you got him ready to go?
Yeah,
right,
except, wait, these are like way harder than the ones. Well, yeah, they are. These were not fair.
This is fun.
It's
okay.
Not. This one was not. These are terrible questions.
It's not. They're basically the same questions.
They're not.
Okay.
Okay. Becca.
Okay.
Welcome back. This is points for Tanya now, if she was able to predict your answers to these questions.
Becca. Like that took a while, by the way.
It did. She hemmed and hawed quite a bit. If you and Becca went out for frozen yogurt, so if the two of you went out for frozen yogurt, what flavor would Becca get? That was question number one.
Plain tart.
That's a great answer and a very quick answer. Tanya went back and forth for an hour about chocolate, vanilla, freezes.
I said Freeze. I said we'd go to get Freeze.
Oh, well, Freeze is not frozen yogurt.
That's
though.
Correct. Thank you, Becca.
But if I got Freeze, I'd get vanilla with strawberry chocolate chips and cacao drizzle.
Not a correct answer. You're the reason they have plain tart in those places. I've always wondered who gets the plain tart.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe they have other flavors. Like Pinkberry original was just the plain tart.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
And I was happy when they changed that up a little bit.
I'm so pissed.
All right. What is Becca's mother's first name?
Nancy.
And what did you say, Tanya? Hold up the card. She said Nancy. Very good. That's a point for Tanya.
That one is the only easy one.
I was like, yeah, it shouldn't be harder.
Well, they're going to get harder now. Some people think they have nice eyes. Some love how their hands look. What part of your body is your favorite, Becca? And I used Amy as an example. She loves her feet.
Yeah, I was like, Becca's not really a person to like be like, I love.
Okay, Tanya, that's enough. Becca, what's your answer?
Probably my teeth.
That's
hold up
my
your
smile.
Answer. You
yeah.
say
yeah.
there we go. Oh, very good. Okay.
I was gonna say teeth too, which is really funny, but I was like,
very yeah. good. All right, and now for okay. this one, we're looking for a number, as in first, second, third, that sort of thing.
Think about this.
If Becca were to become pregnant, Tanya would be the blank person she would tell. First, second, third, fourth, and so on. You want to take us through the order?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, my parents. So, or is that one and two?
That would be two.
I mean, you got to think I have seven people seven people that I would tell.
Okay, so Tanya would be.
Wait, hold on.
Think it through, Becca.
I am.
If Becca were to become pregnant, Tanya would be the.
I'm going to say 10th.
Person she would tell.
Ow! Ouch.
What did you say?
I said age.
Oh, well, this is the only reason I said this was because I was thinking about my grandparents. Like, I'm thinking of who I would have to in my family. I think you'd be the first outside of family.
Okay. So grandparents. Yeah, you did not factor in grandparents.
I literally went through the whole family. I was like, she'd call her mom, her dad, and she'd tell Katie. Yeah. She'd call Katie. And she'd call Chris and Jake. So I was like, I'd be eighth.
And it's funny because you did say I have seven people.
I know.
So I thought sure you were going to say eight.
I know.
We got grandparents. So we have a tie, 2-2. Luckily, I have a tiebreaker.
Oh.
You can both write down your answer to this. Don't show the other one what you're writing down, including this one. How many episodes of Scrubbin' In have you two done together?
That's a very good question, Mark.
Thank you very much, Houston.
I admire that.
Okay.
Okay, you have your answers?
Yeah. Wait, is today included?
Today is included.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on.
All right. She's still thinking, doing some mental math. Adding it up. How many months has it been? How many weeks in a month? Becca's going to great physical lengths to keep Tanya from seeing what she's going to write down.
Yeah, I already finished my answer. I'm like, that's so unnecessary.
She's one of those kids in school that would not let anyone look over her shoulder.
She would create like a barrier with the hand she wasn't writing with. She was one of those people. I was the one that like left my page open. Like, if you want to cheat off me,
feel free.
I am barely passing this class.
I feel like y'all are trying to distract me from counting now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Don't look at mine.
This will be whoever is closest to the actual answer.
I'm just thinking Jason, George, Lonnie, Dr. Mike.
And if there's a tie, the person who goes over loses.
Oh,
but it's whoever's closest.
I should have put some more thought into this.
No, Tanya, don't change your answer. You're good. Don't listen to Becca's thinking.
Okay.
All right. Tanya, you can reveal first.
20.
Becca, you're saying?
19.
All right. This is our current episode is number 26. However, Tanya was not in the first three. Therefore, you have done 23 together. Tanya is the winner.
Wait, really? We only did do three together?
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, wow. So wait, it was when Jason George was on, and then Lonnie was on, and then Dr. Mike.
Yeah, those are the three.
Interesting.
And then episode 4, Becca's friend Tanya stopped by, and the rest is history.
Yeah, I won. What did I win?
You know, we didn't decide that, actually.
Oh,
so
I can check somebody.
No, I don't think we didn't decide
that.
I would have tried harder.
That's baloney.
I would have written
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I would have written Grace on my page had I known that that was the
that was close. Result.
Gray was close.
I know. When you were like, Gray, I was like.
Some quickies here before
quickies.
What?
I get to text somebody from your phone.
That was never agreed on.
No, we didn't agree.
I don't think we ever thought about that. No.
We're
determining who's the better friend. We've learned that Tanya is the
better
friend.
So you're the better friend.
I'm the better
friend. Which we knew that.
Yeah,
but
obvious.
Well, in like standard friend terms, if you were reading it on paper, Tanya's the better friend. But my soul is deep. Yeah. Runs deep.
So I just get bragging rights?
You get bragging rights.
Congrats on that.
You can't keep doing the texting thing
forever. Ready to text Brett Eldridge.
You can text Brett Eldridge from my phone if you want. You don't have to win anything.
See, Becca makes it not fun.
I know.
It's for the best.
I know.
It's like mind games. I play mind games with people.
Just some quickies. Julia is going to start doing accountability coaching. Thanks to you,
exciting.
Tanya. What is your best piece of advice going in? How did you make time to work out daily with your busy schedule? And what was the biggest sacrifice you had to make when you committed to accountability coaching? So basically, Tanya has a coach named Teddy who makes sure that she exercises and eats properly and stays on the plan to become the person she wants to be.
Yeah. I'd say the biggest challenge is getting out of your own way. When I first started with her, I kept saying like exactly the same thing. I have such a busy schedule. I work really hard. Some days I go from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Like, I can't work out every day. And guess what I've done for the past 4 months?
I've worked out every day.
Minus you are going to have exceptions, and you just have to like be real with yourself. I think I've missed 3 days in 3 months.
Wow.
Because I was either traveling or something. So I think you have to get out of your own way, because I think we make our own excuses in our head. And when it really comes down to it, like, you can, like, even if it goes a whole day and I haven't worked out, I'll text Becca and be like, I need to go on a walk. Will you go on a walk with me? You know, like
something.
There's a way to do it every single day.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
not at a level 10. I don't work out. I don't like do crazy stuff every day.
But that's not what it's just doing something a day. Yeah.
And Becca, you had talked about getting in touch with Teddy. Did you ever do that?
I met her last night.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
nope.
I got in touch with her. She's like, one time I wrote, I like texted her because I couldn't remember the three steps she gave us when she was on the podcast.
Oh,
like
yes.
Three like easy ways. It was like drink a cup of water right when you wake up.
Yep.
Don't eat after
8.
No, it was like 3 hours before you go to sleep or something like that. And then do at least 1 hour of exercise a day. So I was like writing her asking those. And then the next day I woke up and I had a really sore throat. And so I was like, oh, I was going to try to start eating better today. But I woke up with a sore throat and all I want is a Slurpee. And all she wrote, she tweeted me. I was like, hi, Becca. I'm like, it was so scary. Like my stomach dropped. I'm like, I'm not even paying her to do this. Why is she stalking me?
So my advice is get out of your own way.
I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
Great.
Cassidy has the question for you. Where do you get your blanket pants? I'm very much like you, and I love to be on the couch watching Grey's or whatever show I'm currently loving while also being cozy. I'm assuming blanket pants aren't the real name because I Googled them and I couldn't find them. Please share where you get them.
Oh, man.
What?
Yes, so, Becca, share where you got them.
This is going to make me look even worse than I do in this situation. Robert had the blanket pants specially made for
me. Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet.
He's like, yeah. And so he, I guess, went to downtown LA and found someone.
Like the coziest fabric.
Well, my original pair that I first discovered these pants, they were from Kohl's and they no longer sell them. I've searched high and low and Robert knew that. And so he, for my birthday, went and somehow got my sister to bring him the original blanket pants, took them down and got like 4 pairs made for me. And they say Beck's brand on them.
Aww.
I also liked Robert's photo the other night of him, like, he was like, my wedding date, and it was an empty chair next to him. And everyone on the Facebook group was like, that was the most passive aggressive like of all time.
Oh, and you liked it.
Because I liked it. Just wanted to let him know I'm still watching.
You let go of a guy that made you your own blanket
pants.
And
I just to add to like a little salt in the wound, wasn't that after you guys had broken up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
What a guy.
I know. This is why when it, like, when people tell their story about, like, getting over someone or, like, being out of a relationship or getting out of a situation, my situation's so different because he was everything. You know, like, he had it all. Listen, I'm learning things about myself through this, so... Sometimes it takes time.
Yeah. It's all timing.
It's all timing. Mm-hmm. There's a glimmer there for me, personally.
I mean, me too.
And then Megan has a story about seeing Tim Tebow on an airplane back in 2015.
Oh, where was I in 2015?
I don't know, but they're on this flight to Texas, and he was in the row in front of me across the aisle, and I was trying to keep my composure. My family are huge Broncos fans, and he was a quarterback for the Broncos.
My dad's name is Bronco, no big deal.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So she stalked him to the baggage claim and asked if he could take a video of him giving a shout-out to the family. Well, as a opposite of what Taylor Swift did to Becca, she only expected him to give a few words, but he proceeded to tell my family that I was an awesome girl and that he hoped to meet them someday. I just thought it was so impressive because he didn't have to agree to do a video at all, and then he didn't have to say the nice things that he did. Tanya needs to make her move on Tim ASAP. You're not going to find a nicer guy. Just go for it, girl.
Oh, girl, I'm trying.
Love your podcast. Love y'all. And PS to Becca. Totally creeped on your brother after y'all talked about him a few podcasts ago, and I noticed some of his recent tweets showed his location is Midland, Texas, and that's where I live, so hook a sister up.
Whoa.
Actually, a number of comments about your brother in the emails this week.
Yeah.
So. We need to get him in here when he's in L.A.
He would be a good guest.
I know. Yeah. He's so hilarious.
Who else is on our list of guests? Brad Goreski?
He's coming.
Oh, Brad Goreski.
He was supposed to come today, but so he styles Jenna Dewan Tatum. And it's like she only has 2 days left of this show that she's doing. So he would have had to make a quick.
Oh, yeah. We don't want him to be rushed.
Yeah. He's like, I think it'd be more fun if I could just hang out and not have to, like, rush out. So I said, yeah.
I saw him last night. You know, he was like, love your dress. You look great. Which, coming from him, I was like, wow.
Means a lot.
Thank you. Love you.
He's good. He'll be good.
He'll be great.
Your brother would be great.
I love my brother. I want Matthew Hussey on here.
Matthew
so
Hussey
bad.
Would be great.
Oh, we
especially
need
now.
We need Matthew
Why
Hussey.
Why especially now?
Because he's dating Camila Cabello.
I don't care about that. I want him
I
to
do.
Give us advice.
Totally.
I want him. We need him.
He's just great.
He's
so, just
so
like,
good.
I feel good about this. Like, I feel like we can make this happen.
I wanted
totally.
To dislike
I saw him last
him,
night.
But I can't.
No, you can't.
I met him and I was like, oh man, you're great.
And it's really funny because he told me last night, he's like, I didn't hear, or I was like, I totally forgot that you were dating Camila, you know?
Yeah.
And And even though, and he's like, yeah, I was surprised. He's like, out of all the people that reach out to me, he's like, I would have expected it to be, because he's like, it's both your worlds combined, yes. You know? And I was like, well, yeah, it's so awkward to be like, hey, some paparazzi photo that you're dating Camila. Cool, you know? So weird.
I like when you do that voice.
I know. It's like, who is that? That's her no middle name self.
Yeah. Well, when I mentioned last week that we were going to keep these to 40 minutes, people got really upset with me. So clearly we're not going to do that. So you can stop your hateful comments on Facebook saying, no. Don't worry. We're well past 40 minutes today.
Shoot.
But
don't
it's time
say
to
it.
Go.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
If there's anybody you would like us to co-host, by the way, let us know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Send in your suggestions.
That would be great.
We could probably get Taylor Swift.
Probably, yeah.
Tim would probably come
on. Tim would come by. Like, Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ellen Pompeo.
She'll be here any week now, I would think.
I feel like we could get Sarah Drew or Jessica Capshaw once they don't have anything going
on. They're
going
to have some
free
time
available soon. We'll be like, come on. You want to come on the podcast? Yeah.
We would take anybody who's ever done Grey's Anatomy.
I'll take an extra.
And if you're an extra, if you played a dead body, that's fine.
Even
that would
more.
Be interesting.
I have questions.
Yes, I have so many. How do they not breathe for whole scenes?
Wait, my sister works or something with a guy. Do you remember the young guy who was covered in cement and he had the crush on the girl?
Yeah.
She works with that
guy. That was an iconic episode.
I know. Thank y'all for the emails. Thank y'all for being so nice, kind to us and to each other on the Facebook group. Keep doing that. Keep requesting to be a part, because I'm accepting people on a rapid daily basis.
You made me an admin, and so I've been trying to pick up some slack there as
great.
Well.
Great. Thank
it's
you.
Hard to keep up.
Tanya doesn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, I don't
admin,
know how to do that.
Administration. You just hit approve all.
Yeah, you've never tried is what that means.
Thank you. That's the same with Postmates and everything else.
I hate when people say, I don't know how to do that. You've never tried it. It's the easiest thing in the world.
I did try once with Postmates and it was so hard, but I realized that it was the restaurant that I was ordering from that was difficult.
I see.
Yeah. No, second time I did it, I was like, this is really easy.
Somebody said to me recently, I don't want to do Venmo. I don't understand how all that stuff works. Oh, come on. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Take some time. 2 seconds.
It's 2 seconds, and then it's so fun.
Yeah. So fun to send money and
it
get
is.
Money.
It makes it fun to send money.
Keep emailing us at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. The Facebook group is Scrubbing In Facebook group. Thank you to our sponsors, ThreadUp and BioClarity. What else?
Congrats. What's going on this week? Anything?
Congrats on being a better friend than me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hope you do a lot with that victory.
Will do.
Are you guys going to go out at any time soon? Get your mojo back?
I have so much happening. JoJo's in town this week.
She is? I'm going down to my parents' house this weekend.
Not this weekend.
Oh, okay.
This week. She's here today. Or she gets here tonight, I think. So we can go do something.
There it is.
Cute.
The fifth high five of the day. That's
yeah. Five's my favorite number, so I was going to get a fifth in there.
Oh, that would have been good for the friendship quiz. What is Becca's favorite
you have
number?
Not?
Five?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Interesting. Because my Twitter?
Mine?
Your favorite number?
Oh. I always wonder what the five was for.
Your favorite number is probably, I'm going to guess 16.
Incorrect.
What is it?
3.
Oh, I was going to say 4. I would have been closer.
Why 3?
Why 3?
I was Bobcat number 3, and it's just like I've had good numbers.
What does that mean,
Bobcat number 3?
Oh, I was an honorary in college, and we were the Bobcats, and there's 13 of us.
None of this makes any sense to me.
Me neither.
What do you mean? An honorary what?
It's like a senior honorary in college. Did you guys not
have
honoraries?
What are you being honored? Like, what are you honored
for? It's a club.
You're in a club.
Oh, I can't with you guys. It's just called Time of Death.
And it was called Bobcat?
Yeah.
And you were Bobcat number 3?
Yeah.
But you were honored for, like, good grades?
Yeah,
or...
it was, like, hard to get into. There was only 13 in the entire senior class.
But
which
your
was,
grades
like,
were
thousands.
So good.
Oh, my grades were okay, but my personality was just extraordinary. Got me straight in there.
That sounds very made up.
What were the benefits of being in this club?
I don't know. It's like a sorority. It's like a fraternity sorority. Because there's like you can meet older Bobcats that live in Arizona that can help hook you up with jobs after college. You know what I mean?
No.
This is, please, if you are familiar with this Bobcat group, please email us or like tell us on the Facebook group because
I'm on the website and it looks like you got some pretty cool uniforms there
thank
too.
Thank you. Yeah, I got some really cool uniforms.
Is that a red tie?
It's a red vest and tie.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you know the motto?
Oh.
Liv Moss? No, that's
Taco Bell.
Well, how do you even know that?
It was part of my thing on Saturday. I'm telling you, I have not slept all weekend. What's the
Eternal moment? Vigilance.
Oh, Eternal Vigilance. Evie, yeah. Evie. Yeah,
not Liv Moss.
Evie. Yeah. Evie,
okay, the Bobcat. Great. I'm Bobcat number 5. I just made that up for myself, too.
Why is 5 your favorite number?
I'm Bobcat number 5.
Okay.
There's 5 people in my family. It was dad's number in sports. Mm-hmm. I just took it on. Nice. My number in sports.
There's 5 people in your family?
5 kids.
5 kids. I was gonna say, nice. Not 5 people.
All right, we really drug out this goodbye. Time of death, 12:52. You said that was too much math? Just normal.